Okay. So have you ever had that moment where you check your website traffic and it's like, oh no, where did everybody
Yeah,
go?
like you're cruising along, everything's fine, and then boom, it's a pretty rough feeling for sure.
Definitely. And that can happen for a lot of reasons. But today we're digging into one specific thing that can cause a website to just drop off the map.
We're talking about Google penalties.
Right, exactly. Google penalties. And to be honest, this is something that I think even people who are pretty savvy about SEO, like even those folks can sometimes find this a little intimidating.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely a topic that can cause some anxiety.
Absolutely. So to kick things off, why don't you give us the high-level overview? What exactly are Google penalties, and why do they even exist in the first place?
In the simplest terms, a Google penalty is basically a way for Google to, to maintain order in the search results, right? To make sure that the websites that are ranking highly are actually good quality and that they're following Google's guidelines.
So it's like their way of enforcing the rules of the game.
Precisely. When a website breaks those rules, either intentionally or sometimes even unintentionally, Google can step in and say, "All right, you're getting a penalty," and that can mean a pretty significant drop in your rankings and your visibility.
Which, of course, translates to less traffic, fewer customers, all of that.
Yeah, exactly. It can be a pretty big deal for businesses that rely on organic search traffic.
For sure. And from the research we've been looking at, it seems like there are different types of Google penalties. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
You're right. There are two main categories of penalties: manual penalties and algorithmic penalties.
Okay, so let's unpack that, starting with manual. What makes a penalty manual?
A manual penalty means that an actual human being, someone who works at Google, has looked at your website and determined that it's violating their webmaster guidelines.
This is like somebody's actually going in there, taking a look, and making a judgment call.
Exactly. They're reviewing things manually, hence the name. And these penalties are usually triggered by some kind of deliberate attempt to manipulate search
So
rankings.
black hat SEO tactics, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Things like buying backlinks or keyword stuffing or cloaking. Those are the kinds of things that can land you a manual penalty.
Okay. And then on the other side, you've got these algorithmic penalties. So those are obviously not triggered by a human review.
Right. Algorithmic penalties are a bit more, mysterious, I guess you could say.
How so?
Well, they're the result of Google's algorithms constantly analyzing websites, looking for patterns and signals that might indicate that a site isn't meeting their quality standards.
So these algorithms are kind of like the robots that are constantly patrolling the web, making sure everything's up to snuff.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. And they're getting more sophisticated all the time.
Which I guess makes sense. Google's always trying to improve the search experience.
For sure. So with algorithmic penalties, it's not that someone at Google is specifically targeting your website. It's more that your site has triggered some kind of red flag in their system.
So you might not even know what exactly you did wrong.
Right. Can be a bit more challenging to diagnose, but we'll get into that a little later.
Sounds good. So let's say you're a website owner and you're starting to see some signs that maybe Google isn't too happy with you. What are the red flags that you should be looking out for that might indicate that you've been hit with a penalty?
Well, the most obvious and probably the most painful sign is a sudden, and I do mean sudden, drop in your organic traffic.
Okay, so like you're checking your analytics and it's like falling off a cliff.
Precisely. And it's important to look at the timing. Did this coincide with any major Google algorithm updates? That can be a big clue.
Right, because Google is constantly tweaking their algorithms.
Yeah.
So if you see a big drop right after one of those updates, that's a pretty strong indication that something's up.
Exactly. And then for manual penalties specifically, you'll actually get a notification in Google Search
Oh,
Console.
so they actually tell you.
Yep, you'll see it in the Security Manual Action section. They'll let you know that your site has been reviewed and that they've found some violations.
Okay, so at least with manual penalties, you're not totally left in the dark.
Right, they give you some direction there. And then another common sign of a penalty, whether it's manual or algorithmic, is a significant decline in your keyword rankings.
So if you're tracking how your site is ranking for certain keywords and you see them all tanking at the same time, that's a bad sign.
Definitely. It's a pretty good indication that Google has either devalued your site overall or that they've taken specific action against it.
And the source we've been looking at, this Double Dome SEO guide, they really stress the importance of acting quickly if you think you've been penalized.
Absolutely. Time is really of the essence here. The longer a penalty remains in effect, the more damage it can do to your website's visibility and your organic traffic.
So it's not something you want to just sit on and hope it goes away.
Definitely not. You need to address it head on, and the sooner the better.
Okay, so let's get into that. Then, how do you actually go about diagnosing the cause of a Google penalty? We've talked about the initial signs, but how do you figure out what specifically triggered it?
So if you've got a manual penalty, the first step is easy. You go straight to that manual actions report in Google Search Console.
Right, because they actually tell you what they found.
Exactly. They should give you a pretty clear explanation of what violation they've identified. And then from there, it's a matter of understanding the most common triggers for these types of penalties.
Which we touched on a bit earlier, things like keyword stuffing, buying backlinks, cloaking.
Right. Those are the big ones. And there are a few others, like having deceptive redirects on your site or creating thin content that doesn't provide any real value to users.
And Google has gotten really good at spotting these tactics.
Oh, absolutely. They're constantly refining their algorithms to catch people trying to game the system.
So it's really not worth trying to play those games.
Not at all. It's much better to focus on building a high-quality website that genuinely serves your audience.
Okay, so diagnosing a manual penalty is relatively straightforward. You get that report in Search Console.
Sure.
But what about algorithmic penalties? How do you figure out what triggered one of those when you don't have that specific feedback from Google?
Algorithmic penalties are definitely a bit trickier to unravel because you don't have that direct notification. It's more of an investigation.
Like a detective trying to piece together clues.
Kind of. The first thing you want to do is research recent Google algorithm updates. Google is pretty transparent about when they make these major updates, and they often provide some insights into what those updates are targeting.
So you can see if your traffic drop lines up with one of those updates.
Right. If you see a big dip right after a major update that focuses on, say, content quality or link building, then you can start to look at those areas of your website and see if there might be some issues.
It sounds like doing a comprehensive SEO audit is also really important.
Absolutely. You want to look at every aspect of your website's SEO, both on page and off page. Things like your content, your technical setup, your backlink profile.
And the source we have really emphasizes the value of a content audit.
Oh yeah, a content audit can be incredibly revealing, especially when you're trying to diagnose an algorithmic penalty.
So what exactly are you looking for when you do a content audit?
You're essentially assessing the overall quality of your content. How relevant is it to your target audience? Is it unique? Is it well written? And just as importantly, how are users engaging with it?
So are people actually reading it, sharing it, spending time on the page, or are they bouncing right off?
Exactly. Google pays close attention to those user signals, and they're getting much better at understanding what constitutes high-quality content versus low-quality or thin content.
So it's really not just about keywords anymore. It's about the overall user experience.
It is. And that's something that Google is really emphasizing these days.
All right. So you've done your detective work. You've identified the potential causes of the penalty. Now let's talk about the recovery phase. What are the actual steps involved in getting back in Google's good graces?
Well, if you're dealing with a manual penalty, it's pretty straightforward. You need to directly address the specific violation that was outlined in that manual actions report.
So if they said you were keyword stuffing, you need to fix that.
Yeah.
If they said you had spammy backlinks, you need to clean those up.
Exactly. It's all about taking targeted action based on that feedback. And once you've addressed all of the violations, then you can submit a reconsideration request through Google Search Console.
And that's basically saying, hey, Google, we fixed the problems. Can you please review our site again?
Precisely. And it's important to be very thorough and transparent in that reconsideration request. You want to clearly explain what issues you found, how you address them, and provide any evidence that you have to support your claims.
So good record keeping is crucial.
Absolutely. You want to be able to show Google that you've taken this seriously and that you've made a genuine effort to fix the problems.
Makes sense. And then what about recovering from an algorithmic penalty? Since you don't have that direct feedback, are the steps pretty much the same?
The principles are similar, but it can be a bit more involved. Because you don't have a specific list of violations, you really need to take a holistic approach to improving your website's overall SEO.
So it's less about fixing one specific thing and more about raising the quality of your site across the board.
Right. Content is key, as we've already discussed.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you're creating high quality, informative, engaging content that truly provides value to your audience. You also want to address any technical SEO issues that you might have uncovered during your audit. Things like slow loading times, broken links, mobile usability problems.
And backlinks are still important even if you didn't get a manual penalty for them.
Absolutely. You want to have a natural backlink profile with links from reputable, relevant websites. If you've got a bunch of spammy, low-quality links pointing to your site, you'll need to clean those up.
And that can be a bit of a process, right?
It can be. Mm. It involves using Google's Disavow Links tool and potentially reaching out to other websites to request link removals.
Okay, so whether it's manual or algorithmic, the recovery process definitely requires some work. But what about the timeline? How long does it typically take to get back to where you were before the penalty?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Unfortunately, there's no easy answer.
Because it depends on a lot of factors.
It does. For manual penalties, once you've submitted that reconsideration request, it can take anywhere from a few weeks to a few months for Google to review your site and lift the penalty.
And I imagine with algorithm penalties, it's even harder to say.
It is, because you're basically waiting for Google's algorithms to recrawl and reevaluate your site, which can take time. You might start to see some improvements relatively quickly, but it could take several months for your rankings and traffic to fully recover.
So patience is definitely a virtue in this situation.
It really is. You got to trust the process and keep working on improving your website.
And I guess the best approach is to try to avoid getting penalized in the first place.
Absolutely. Prevention is always better than cure.
So what are the key takeaways here? What are the most important things that our listeners should remember about Google penalties and how to stay on Google's good side?
Well, first and foremost, you need to be aware of the different types of penalties and the signs that you might have been hit with one.
So know the red flags. Keep an eye on your traffic and your rankings.
Exactly. And then if you do suspect a penalty, don't panic, but don't ignore it either. Take action and start investigating.
And use the resources that are available to you. Google Search Console is your friend.
It is, and there's a ton of information available online from reputable SEO sources like, well, the Double Dome Guide that we've been talking about.
Exactly. And as we've said several times, focus on building a high-quality website that provides real value to your users. That's the foundation of good SEO, and it's the best way to avoid running into trouble with Google.
I completely agree. If you're putting your users first and following ethical SEO practices, you're much less likely to get penalized in the first place.
And I think that's a really important point to end on. If you're constantly chasing shortcuts or trying to game the system, you're going to end up playing a losing game.
Absolutely. It's a much better strategy to build a sustainable, long-term approach to SEO that's focused on quality and user experience.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by all of this, or you're not sure where to start, remember that there are resources available to help. You can find experienced SEO professionals who can guide you through the process of either recovering from a penalty or building a solid SEO strategy from the ground up.
Exactly. You don't have to go it alone. There are people who can help.
All right. So I think we've covered a lot of ground today. Hopefully this has given our listeners a better understanding of Google penalties and how to navigate this sometimes tricky landscape.
I hope so too. It's definitely a topic that every website owner should be aware of.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time to break it all down for us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
So as we wrap up here, I want to leave our listeners with a bit of a challenge, something to think about. Think about your current SEO strategy and ask yourself this. Is it truly user-focused? Are you prioritizing quality content and ethical practices, or are you cutting corners and hoping to get away with it? Because in the long run, those shortcuts are going to catch up with short stuff. Google getting smarter all the time, and they're only going to get better at spotting those who are trying to game the system. So the question is, are you playing the long game, or are you setting yourself up for a fall?
That's a great question to ponder, and I think it really gets to the heart of what sustainable SEO is all about.
Exactly. So for everyone listening, take a moment to reflect on that. And as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of SEO. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
And don't forget to check the show notes for links to all of the resources that we mentioned in today's episode.
Lots of great information there to help you stay on the right side of Google.
All right, that's it for today. See everyone.
Take care.